This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Israel has launched fresh airstrikes on the Gaza Strip shortly after a temporary ceasefire was extended. The strikes hit several locations in the Gaza Strip without causing casualties. Israel claims its airstrikes were in response to rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. Hamas, however, has denied firing any rockets into Israel. The resistance movement has accused Tel Aviv of breaching the temporary ceasefire, which was agreed to be extended for another 5 days. The agreement came following indirect talks between Palestinian and Israeli negotiators in Cairo. To get more now on those negotiations, we're now joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Mohammed, what more details do we have at this time about what's going to happen within these 5 days of further truce?
Yes, a senior Palestinian negotiator in Cairo, Azam Ahmed, said that the five-day truce, the third such Egypt-mediated truce that has been agreed upon by the Palestinians and Israelis, the first two were 72-hour truces. That third one for 5 days came after progress was made in the indirect talks between the Palestinians and Israelis. In the words of Azam Ahmed, small details remain to be worked out, and he did talk. He did say that the main demands of the Palestinians, which of course is the lifting of the inhumane, illegal Israeli blockade on the impoverished Gaza Strip, is being worked out and will be achieved to a large extent. He did note that the issue of the disarmament of the Palestinian resistance was not brought up in the talks, and we of course know that Hamas had said that this is a red line, and he also said that the issue of the Rafah border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip was not brought up because this is a Palestinian-Egyptian issue. Now, the Egyptian military Ba'ath government has been closing the border for much of the time, even during the Israeli war on Gaza, where the Israelis killed nearly 2,000, just under 2,000 Palestinians, and injured more than 10,000, many of them women and children, and the black majority of them civilians. But it seems that the unified Palestinian delegation is getting assurances from Cairo that the situation will be different in the future. And we know that the Egyptian military Ba'ath government is pressured by a local public opinion that is not satisfied with its stance regarding the Palestinian-Israeli struggle, which it perceives as anti-Palestinian resistance or pro-Israeli. In all cases, the Egyptian government has amended its earlier controversial initiative that was agreed upon by the Israelis but rejected by the Palestinian resistance. Now, it seems that, of course, also the issue of the prisoners of war, the Palestinian prisoners of war held by Israel, and the Israeli soldiers held in captivity by the Palestinian resistance has not made any progress, and it seems this will be adjourned to the latter and final stages. But at least, according to Azam Ahmed, who is taking back these ideas to Palestinian Authority PLO President Mahmoud Abbas and Izzat Arab, the top Hamas negotiator, who's going to meet Khaled Mishal and present him with these ideas. At least this unified Palestinian delegation here in Cairo seems to remain unified, and at least it looks, again, in the words of Azam Ahmed, at least, that progress has been made on the key issue where the Palestinians really want to capitalize, having, after the terrible human catastrophe that they have faced,
Indeed, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there for now, Mohammed. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate that update. That was Mohammed Chalabi speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital.